fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our Tuesday morning roundtable on Tuesday, the 21st of December. The prepper tip today is to plan your spring garden now. Seriously. Yeah, this is the time to do it. That's your prepper tip of the day. So far, we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Now, gentlemen, before the break, I was talking about this young woman that I knew back in the early 70s. At the time, we didn't have the term community organizer, but that's what she was. She thought it would help ingratiate her with the blue-collar workers and families that she had moved to if she stopped normal personal hygiene, such as brushing her teeth after meals and other personal care things that women typically do in the United States. Within 2 to 3 years of that lack of personal hygiene, it was the consequences were pretty dismal. But I met a number of men and women both who came from middle class, upper middle class background and upbringing, went to good schools, got a great education, and were embarrassed and humiliated at the privilege they had as a consequence of their accident of birth. And they became communists as a consequence of this embarrassment of the privilege that they were born with. Jeff, have you ever personally seen or observed that, sir?
Personally seen and observed
men and women who became communists as a consequence of their being embarrassed by the privilege that they were born with.
You know, I don't know the motives. It's not always easy for me to see the motives. What the one of the motives that I saw for people being communists was that they felt sorry for themselves personally, and they had some kind of grandiosity in terms of their ambitions for life. That's the one thing I did observe.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Leon, you've been very patient in listening to all this conversation. I don't know what exposure, if any, to communists you've had over the years. Have you had any exposure or made any observations in that regard, sir?
No, sir. Due to my black privilege, I have not seen that. And no, having a top senior clearance in the Navy, that was something I avoided like the plague. And, you know, they had.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
Focus on the universities I attended, and I was like, you know, I have no interest in that. And, you know, if you want to be treasonous, then why don't you just go back to whatever country? And if you are American, then go move over there. If it's so idealistic, then leave. If you don't like it, that's good. Cool.
Well, I like your attitude, and it's pretty amazing that. People do get caught. Americans do get caught up in this. Jeff, going back to where you were 36, 38 years ago in the dealing with you were primarily dealing with the state university system in California. Is that who you were involved with, sir?
No, I was in the I was at the University of California at Irvine. A state system is, you know, the Cal State system is a different system altogether.
Okay. So I don't know how all that works back then. So it was a standalone university, not affiliated with any other entity?
No, the University of California is different than the California State University system. It's a different university system.
But they're both part of the state government, though.
I don't know how the Cal State, you got your Cal States like Cal State Northridge and Cal State this and that. The University of California, UC Irvine, UCLA, UC Santa Barbara, UC Davis, and so on. That's a different system of universities. It's not part of the Cal State system.
Okay.
Differently. I don't understand the difference. I know that technically the governor of California is the head of the UC system.
Okay.
The Cal State system, I'm not sure exactly how
okay.
that works.
Well, that's enough for our purposes. That's enough yeah. clarification. Well, something you and I have not talked about for a while, Jeff. The communists have finite resources, not infinite. And if you have finite resources, you have to be very use a lot of discretion as to how you expend those finite resources. And they made a decision probably in the 1930s. To infiltrate and take over the schools that teach the teachers, didn't they, sir?
Well, education's been influenced for quite some time. The investigations were done in the school systems in New Jersey and New York in 1940, and they discovered that the communists had infiltrated the elementary school systems of those two states extensively and effectively controlled them. And there was a lot of shock and surprise. These were state legislatures in New Jersey and New York that investigated, quite a number of teachers were fired at that time. But that was before World War II for us.
Yes, sir. Before we get to our next caller, something you and I have talked about publicly before, and there's been no resolution on my end, and I doubt you've had time to look into it. But it was in the 1930s, I believe around 1936, I don't know the exact date, that the Dick and Jane readers were introduced nationwide to bring in sight reading instead of phonics, which has had disastrous consequences on the reading ability of Americans ever since. Now, my feeling is that this does anything that degrades the literacy of Americans would be advantageous for the communists. The Dick and Jane readers and going away from phonics certainly does that, but something that I don't believe has been determined by myself, I know but not by myself and probably not by you, Jeff, is whether communists were actually involved in making that transition. And have you had a chance to look into this, sir?
Well, when I was in education, they had retreated. I suspect the communists were involved in the whole sight reading movement, but I don't know. What I do know is that by the time I was getting a teaching credential, what they said is that, and this was what the communists that I knew who were teacher educators said that sight reading and phonics are just as good, and you can go either way, and it doesn't matter, and it's controversial, and you know, whatever you prefer, you know, that's kind of the way they were presenting it in the 1980s.
Well, pretty amazing. Let's go to our next caller. We got Stephen in North Carolina. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on here.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. Good.
I have a question. You caught me with my britches down.
We don't need the details. Anyway, go ahead, Stephen.
I have a question for your guest there, Mr. Jeff. I was wondering if you ever heard of a gentleman named Rabbi Stephen Weiss.
You know, that name is familiar. Was he in Orange County, California?
I don't know. I know he's a rabbi. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Weiss is a kind of a common name. There's probably a lot of Rabbi Weisses.
Probably. But he gave a quote that says, Judaism is communism and communism is Judaism. I was wondering what you think about that.
All right. I know where you're going with that. Look, that's really not true at all. That's part of the idea that there's a Jewish, Hitler believed that there was a Jewish Bolshevist conspiracy. There isn't. There's a bunch of, there's a false, you could say it's a forgery called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which has been proven to be cribbed from other books, mainly from Jolie's forgery.
So that means it has to be original, right? It'd be a forgery. It has to be original.
It has to be a what?
Forgery means
there's a book by a man named Jolie that was Conversations of Machiavelli and Montesquieu in Hell, which was a dialogue, sort of a fictional dialogue between Machiavelli and Montesquieu. It was written in French. And a large portions of that book were copied directly into the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and turned into conversations between alleged Zionist elders at a meeting in, what is it, Geneva or somewhere like that. But in reality, when they looked at it, they found it had been basically plagiarized from this other book. And so the whole thing is fake. The whole thing is a fraud. There was no Jewish conspiratorial meeting. The Jewish plot to take over the world, it's all nonsense.
That's very interesting. That's what I was learning about Stephen Weiss. Thank you very much for your time, Dylan.
Okay, Steve, thank you for the call. This comes up frequently. The whole thing about the when I first read the protocols, I was shocked and amazed. But now that I'm educated as to the true source of the forgery of the protocols of Zion, it gives me some peace of mind knowing that it is a forgery. And unfortunately, so many people do believe it's a real deal, don't they?
Well, I talk to people in Europe, in certain countries in Europe. See, what people don't know is that the fact it was a forgery was discovered in the United Kingdom, in Great Britain, in around 1920. It was, it was spread like wildfire after World War I all over the world. And the London Times was having a discussion of it. Even Churchill had initially believed it. And there was a guy who was very erudite. He knew a lot of literature in the continent. And he looked at it, he said, hey, this thing has been plagiarized. And so in the English language, they actually had letters to the Times. They had a kind of a public debate that took place. And it was exposed. But that didn't translate, especially in Germany, where people really wanted to blame somebody for what had happened to them in the war and the collapse of their government and the Weimar Republic. And so in Germany, it became, well, what do you mean it's not true? It's true in principle, is what Hitler said. You know, they couldn't wrap their head around the idea that it couldn't be true because they thought that was their experience. Because, you see, in Central Europe, many of the radicals, not all of them, many of the radicals, revolutionaries, were Jewish. Velikan and most of the members of his communist government that took over Hungary at the end of World War One were Jewish. And then people made the claim that the majority of the Politburo in the Soviet Union was Jewish, which wasn't true. They just made up that claim. And of course, most Jews, especially when you get into Central and Western Europe, most Jews were pretty conservative. They had their radical fringe, and their radical fringe got a lot of, you know, they got a lot of attention. So people thought, well, this is a Jewish movement. No, it wasn't really. There were lots of non-Jews. I mean, Lenin wasn't Jewish. And even Trotsky, who was born a Jew, his real name was Bronstein, was not Jewish in that he didn't practice Judaism. He wasn't part of a Jewish community.
Right.
You know, Kamenev and Zinoviev, the same thing. But Stalin wasn't Jewish. Molotov wasn't Jewish. Most of the leaders of the Soviet Union, when you go to the first Politburo, they had a couple Jewish people on there, but most of them were non-Jews. The party was overwhelmingly non-Jewish. How the Jews got involved in the communist movement is in the Soviet Union was rather in a different way. The Bolsheviks had taken over the government, and they were forcing certain policies, and the government workers went on strike, and they wanted to fire them. And the only large pool of illiterate people they could hire for those positions were Jews, and so they used the Jews to break the strike of their own government within their own government, and ended up with a lot of Jewish people in different parts of the Bolshevik. Then these are metal level people, not higher level people.
Right.
And so that's a totally different story. A lot of people don't even know that. It's a complicated story, but it's not a Jewish conspiracy.
Now, wasn't Stalin a seminarian and Russian Orthodox?
That's right. Yeah, his mother was very religious. Stalin's mother was a very religious Georgian Christian. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we got some callers stacked up here. First, we got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to say that you can find all of that on Conservapedia, DuckDuckGo, but only look at the ones that Conservapedia has to say, because Wikipedia jumps in there with urchins. But, I'm glad you're saying that it was not written by who they said it was. And also, too, I forgot what it's going to say.
Okay, Pat. Well, if you're sick about it, just call us back.
Well, they believe everything that they hear nowadays, and they don't look back to see history, because what I'm seeing going on right now is that the Muslims are taking over, because the people who think the Jews are the problem are embracing the Muslims. And it's amazing. They have elementary books to teach about Allah. They have already found their 42nd Imam. He's dead, but you know, you can still worship him. It's incredible out there. And people, you know, that's what's going on. I'll let you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Pat. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Larry in Texas. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, John. I want to set the record straight. Okay, so no conspiracies here. I want to go by fact. I am at the JewishVirtualLibrary.org. I want to read to you the ones who are in the Biden administration. Ron Klain, Chief of Staff. Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security.
Okay, we have a break. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Bye.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of December. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Sale goes on from now until the end of the business day, Friday the 24th. If you want to get EMP Shield devices at a great discount, this is the time to do it. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, he has a website, jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Larry, you're giving us a discourse of high-level officials that have a Jewish surname. Is that where this is going, sir?
Yes, it is.
And
John, I don't know how people can close their eyes to this when 2% of our population happens to be running just about everything.
Tell us what your point is.
They're not Muslims.
Well, of course not.
Please let me read this list. And this is a list.
We're not going to have any more name. We got the idea. What is your point, sir?
No, you don't have the idea. When you see how many are on this list, you will know. But the one, Klaus Schwab, who is the head of the World Economic Forum.
Jewish surnames.
I'm sorry?
What's your point, sir? What's the point you're attempting to make?
My point is you need to know who is. This is not an Islamic deal. We are not afraid of them. The ones who are bringing all these people in, the ones who are putting this rope around our neck, They're all from a little country in the Middle East, and you're covering for them. I can't believe it, John.
You're finished. The majority of people in the Biden administration are native-born Americans. That's who the majority of them are. They're not from Israel. Jeff, you got any follow-up before we move on from the silliness?
Yeah, well, last I checked, Joseph, the president and vice president and the secretary of state weren't Jewish. So I don't know. He's paid. You know, there's hundreds of people who work in the White House. So he can find a list with 20 names on them that, you know, Jewish people are highly intelligent, and they're overrepresented in certain professions, like the legal profession, like in Hollywood, certain areas.
Well, I grew up... Let me interrupt you here, Jeff. My early teen years, from about age 12 to 15, I guess, a very formative, important years for any young man or young woman. I lived in an upper middle class, 95% Jewish neighborhood. I was one of the few Christians, and Jewish families, Jewish mothers in particular, are heavily emphasize success in education. My fifth grade classmates, they were already making career decisions in the fifth grade about what they wanted to do when they were an adult. And they were formulating their junior high education to achieve the goal that they would have when they were an adult. The average Jewish IQ runs maybe 10 to 15 points higher than other Americans. That plus the emphasis on education. Asians have a similar situation where in the family home, education is highly respected, highly sought after, and anything less than high-level performance is not tolerated in Jewish homes and Asian homes. As a consequence, they perform quite well when they get to the university level, and of course, they are eligible for positions of trust and responsibility in percentages that exceed their numbers in society. Tell me where I'm wrong there, Jeff. If I'm wrong anywhere.
No, you're right. But see, I don't, you know, he's trying to make it sound like the entire cabinet of Joseph Biden is Jewish, and I don't know.
Well, he was saying they're from another country.
Right. They were saying they were Israelis. They were, you know. The thing Anthony Blinken isn't Jewish, is he? I don't, you know, the Secretary of State. Lloyd Austin certainly is not Jewish. He's the Secretary of Defense. The Vice President and the President aren't Jewish. So I don't know what he's talking about, that we're governed by Jews.
Well, he said that they were bringing in the Muslims, is what he said. Let's leave that for the time being, and we'll go on. We've got a break coming up pretty soon. We got John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't have the knowledge necessary to determine whether or not the protocols are a forgery or an original, so I'll just ask a question from each one of you.
Hello,
John. After Revelation chapter 2:9 and chapter 3:9, Christ was talking about to John. He said, I know the blasphemy of those that say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. So if the protocols are true, is it possible, Jeff, that the synagogue of Satan Jews, those that aren't call themselves Jews, wrote them living the protocols? I'd like to hear each one of your comments.
It can't be true because they're a forgery, and we have the original documents that they were plagiarized from.
Well, what I'm asking you, John, is who are the synagogue of Satan Jews Christ talked about in Revelation?
Well, you're talking about the protocols, Zion. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our Tuesday morning roundtable. And my website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. If you're new to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll find hundreds, literally hundreds of things that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. That's a lot at my website. We do have real estate for sale there, and that might be helpful for some of you. I do private consultations that may help some others. Interesting products that you cannot find anywhere else, such as the energy cleaner, Good luck finding that someplace else. If you have arthritis pain, well, it will help you. You want to get a great night's sleep, it'll help you there too. And of course, I am now a satellite telephone dealer. So all that's available at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Our caller on hold, John, he's got a comment and question that is predicated on the possibility.
I'd like to kind of clarify it if I can.
Well, let's get some clarification. Go ahead, John.
Okay, first of all, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm really not. But the Apostle Paul wrote in the Bible, he is not a Jew who is one outwardly through circumcision of the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly through circumcision of the heart. So my proposition is that the people in Israel are Israelis. They are Hebrews. They are, unfortunately, not Jews because of rejecting Christ. They haven't had their heart circumcised. Now, that sounds mean, but I'm not meaning it to be mean. So what I'm asking, you know, Pat called in and she was talking about Muslims being taught, and neither am I pro-Muslim. I'm a Christian. But she said that Muslims are being taught how to hate Americans and whatnot. You need to go on the Internet and check out children's shows where they talk about Jesus Christ, and they're literally crucifying him as a puppet on television, and that's what they're entertaining their children with. So my question for each one of you, you know, Jeff, you called it a forgery. Is it more possible that it's plagiary, and they found a book, they plagiarized the book and turned it into a script because we are living the protocols?
If the plagiarized material had nothing to do with Jews or Judaism, then the whole concept falls apart as being anything to
no,
do with.
No, it doesn't.
Jews. It does. Absolutely does. Of course, it does.
They took parts that would work, and they're working the plan. And I'm not saying the Jews. I'm saying those that say they are. But in any event, who are the synagogue of Satan Jews? And what are we doing? We're living the protocols. So that may be a forgery. It may be a plagiarized piece.
There's no maybe about it.
But
it's an absolute
any event, forgery. In any event, John, you've got to admit that the protocols, at least the script outlined in the protocols, call it the Timbuktu pages. I don't care what you call it. It's playing as though it's a play that Shakespeare wrote. We're living the protocols. And I'm not trying to be argumentative.
What the issue is. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, let me just make a correction. I just checked on Biden's cabinet. There's 24 cabinet-level positions in the U.S. government, and there's four or five Jewish people in there. And Secretary of State Blinken is Jewish, and the Attorney General is Jewish, and the head of National Security is Jewish, and the Chief of Staff is. Now, you're laughing. That's not everybody being Jewish running it. And look, the protocols is this idea, you see, what you're believing is the idea that there is actually a cabal, you know, comes from the word Kabbalism. Kabbalism is a form of mystical Jewish belief. It's part of the Jewish faith, mystical Kabbalah. And they believe that they are they're secretly plotting. They're magicians. They're black magicians, and they're plotting with Satan. And you're making reference to elements in the New Testament. There is this strain of anti-Semitism in the New Testament. There are these statements, because in the early church, the Jewish people rejected Christ and they rejected Christianity. So there was a kind of battle that went on. There was a kind of battle between, because remember, the first Christians were Jews, and the larger Jewish community rejected their faith. So, but to say that because of this language that's in the Bible, because of this dispute that took place 2,000 years ago, that there's this ongoing Jewish conspiracy. Look, most Jewish, because Jewish people, reject Christ.
Listen, there is no Jewish conspiracy. There is no Jewish conspiracy. That's the point I'm trying to make. Christ was from the tribe of Judah. The other Israelites were from every other tribe but Judah. They rejected the king of the Jews. Therefore, they are Christ rejecting.
Well, there were Jews from the tribe of Judah that didn't embrace Christ.
And they're not Christians.
What you just said wasn't true. Yeah, they're not Christians, right? Because Jews and Christians, we make a distinction. Jews are people who adhere to the Jewish religion as it was then and as it's how it's continued since Christ. And Christians are the people that embraced Christ.
So has the cabal died, Jeff? Has the Kabbalah, the Zohar, the Talmud-believing Jews that they brought out of Babylon, have they died? Is it all gone away, or is it alive and well? If it's alive and well, that's where the problem lies.
I'm sorry. Look, that's this is anti-Semitism. I'm sorry, that is just plain anti-Semitism, this whole way of talking.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That is. It is.
No, it isn't.
What's the problem, John? What is the problem that you're concerned about?
The problem is that they have the problem in the world that they've rejected Christ. The world has rejected Christ. That's the problem.
Yeah,
it's
all
a spiritual
Buddhists
battle.
And Hindus and all Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims also reject Christ.
Correct.
You know, of the people that reject Christ, the Jews are a very, very tiny amount of that number.
Well, they're sure doing their bang-up job on it, aren't they? And I'm not anti-Semitic, believe me, because
you're picking out the Jews who reject Christ as opposed to every other religion on the planet that rejects Christ.
I'm asking, Leon, who are the satanic synagogue of Satan Jews? Who are they? Where are they at? John, where are they? Well, Jeff, where are they? Is the Bible true or is it not? Because if it's true, Jesus revealed Revelation chapter 2:9 to John the Baptist, or to John the Apostle, to warn us. And if we're in that day and we're neglecting to take heed, shame on us.
You know that the Bible has a lot of allegories and metaphors in it.
Is it true or not, Jeff? Is it a book of allegory and poetry, or is it real?
The synagogue of statement phrase does not mean that all Jews are satanic or that the sin all synagogues.
I didn't say they were. I didn't say they were. If the Bible is allegory and it's not true, then Jeff, tell me how you became so wise that you can tell me what is allegory and what is not, what should be or should not be taken literally in the Bible.
Well, certainly, do you take the idea that Christ is literally a lamb?
I think he's the last sacrifice for mankind. He died on the cross as a propitiation
but you don't
think for us.
He's literally a lamb that eats grass, right?
I know he's the Lamb of God. He shed his blood so that the world could receive forgiveness.
You won't even answer my question directly. That's not even honest.
Jeff, I don't believe you're being honest.
Gentlemen, Jeff making a good point. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and Jeff's question
is he the Lamb of God? You know, he's not a physical sheep, but he is a lamb. He's a sacrifice, and they didn't kill him. The Jews did not kill
him. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
I agree with that. It's a metaphor.
Many of these things are metaphorical, so you don't want to be taking things literally and going after people and hating people because you're taking something too literal.
I don't hate them, and I'm not going after them. I'm trying to get I'm trying to get you to use the gray matter between your ears to literally understand that we're fighting a battle. And it's not against Jews. It's not against Judaism. It's against the synagogue of Satan. And Satan is real, and he's seeking to destroy. And we're seeing it in the pandemic, and we're seeing it in abortion. We see it in war. We see it in everything that's drug abuse, prostitution, destroying people's lives. And we're looking over all of the problems, looking at the horizon, saying, what's the matter? If we get Trump in, we can get our way out of this. No, we can't, because our answer, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, is humbling ourselves before God. That's it. There's the answer. There's your answer. Come to Christ, people. I've yet to hear Leon.
Yeah,
Leon's got any comments? We'll wrap it up with your comments, sir.
Well, I've been to Israel 3 times. I don't know how many of you have been there. And I love the people. I despise the synagogue of Satan. The Kabbalists, the people who focus on the evil things of the world, those people are dressed in Dr. Ted Brewer. You know, first I thought he was kind of unusual, but after listening to him and doing research, he's dead right. I mean, that evil entity is still alive and well. And so I'm not anti-Jewish. I am anti-evil, period. I don't care what your last name
Amen.
Is. If you're evil, that's where you are dressed. And you should be slammed by that. So, you know, and people, and they hide behind a fabric of anti-Semitism. Pathetic. If you are evil and you kill babies, you kill the innocents, then you need to have justice brought to you. No ifs, ands, or buts. Period. Thank you. Amen.
Okay, thank you.
So I take it that you're in support of my position, Leon. Is that correct?
Correct. And everybody should know that, it's, from what I understand, you're not anti-Jewish. You're just anti-Semitic.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I think we made that point clearly enough. We need to move on. Thank you for your call, John. Let's see. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just going to say one thing. Wow. You know, in the Christian faith, there's people who claim to be Christian, and they are not true Christians, okay? They hide behind the Christianity. So it's in all areas. It's in all religions, all... So I'm just saying that I've known people who profess to be Christians. In fact, we have a president who claims that, but I don't see anything
Our president claims to be Catholic, and he supports abortion. Those two thoughts can't occupy the same space.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying in all sects of life, in all religions, or there's even atheists and agnostics. You know, I'm just saying that we can find it in our own belief of Christianity where someone is false in the pulpit and they're not a true Christian based on biblical reading. So that's all I wanted to say. And
okay. Thank you, Pat.
And
appreciate the call. Deborah, I mean, excuse me, Deborah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. Okay. Let's move on from there. Our next caller is Bob in North Carolina. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I think you truly have exposed yourself here. You've got a guy on named Benoon who says it's the name of his website's called Israeli News Live. He never talks about Israel. Jeff, you never talk about how the GRU are involved in the cyber juggernaut that is Israel. You never talk about Israel itself. It's not that you, and the way you responded to the callers accusing them of being anti-Semitic, you can't even question Israel, and you guys go apoplectic? That's ridiculous. All it is conversation. And John, you know, when you join the service, you took a sacrifice. Same way with people getting their testing. When we get tested, we're not taking the vaccine, but when we get tested, it's the same way. We're sacrificing ourselves, our families, because it is our job, and it is our prerogative to do so. And I do not appreciate you telling other people that you're done, you're dead, you're gone. That's wrong. Here's the thing. You guys are disinformation agents, and it's a limited
hand. You're done. You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Okay. Well, Israel will cease to exist in 2 to 3, 4 years. The most highly vaccinated population on the planet for a country its size. I believe half the population of Israel will be either dead or disabled in 2 to 4 years, based on the information I've got about the consequences of accepting the COVID vaccinations. It's truly, truly horrible what the leadership of Israel has done to their own population. And the hospitals are filling up in Israel right now with people who've got the COVID vaccination, just like other countries in the world, the same thing. It's just that Israel has such a high percentage of people who got vaccinated the consequences are going to be absolutely devastating, as they will be worldwide. We're going to lose a large percentage of our population as well here in the United States. Other Western countries, and Jeff and I have talked about this before, not so much South America, not so much Africa, not so much of Asia, but it is the West in general that is going to harvest the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination. Jeff, what do you think, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot of countries, especially small countries, that have high levels of vaccination.
There are. Gibraltar comes to mind. I think they have the absolute highest of any country. It's a very small
country. I think 100% in Gibraltar.
Precisely. Precisely. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
This is the time that we have for our guests to summarize their thoughts for the day, for the week. We'll start with Leon giving us his summary of his thoughts for the day and the week, and we'll wrap it up with Jeff giving us his thoughts. Go ahead, Leon.
Well, I look at it in the big pictures. You know, this is a spiritual battle. You know, right now we're wrestling not against forces but evil place, evil entities in dark places. So if we focus on that and we get prepared spiritually, then, you know, of course we're going to have to work on the physical preparations. I mean, right now I'm going to go right back into the garden and finish up that and the food. And so when people are thinking about the big picture, continue to get educated, continue to learn, take classes, and time is short right now. If regardless if Russia invades in January, you're still going to have to eat for the rest of your life. So you might as well start getting food while you still can get it cheaply. I'm talking to people all over the nation who can't find tires for their vehicles. They can't find car parts. And, you know, they can come up with every lame excuse.
Even motor oil. Even motor oil.
Yes, sir, and motor oil. So I'm stocking up across the board. And so it is crucial that you get on the ball because, you know, training trumps gear. So you really need to get on the ball and get going now because we're running out of time. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Leon. We appreciate that. Jeff, your turn to summarize, sir.
Yeah. Well, we ended up talking about anti-Semitism. So I suppose a lot of people don't really know what that is. And it is the idea that there is a peculiarly evil Jewish conspiracy to destroy civilization and Christianity, and that it's the main leaders of it are Jewish Kabbalists, you know, black magicians aligned with Satan, and there's this peculiar reading of history where at every turn in history they find some kind of connection to make between Jews and bad things that happen, and it becomes an obsession with some people. And it becomes a worldview in which every single event of history is fitted into it. And the Jews, of course, they'll deny that they're against all Jews, right? It's only the bad ones. But in practice, when it came to Germany in the 1930s, it ended up becoming a massacre of Jews. The Jews of Europe were herded into concentration camps. Some of them were death camps. They were forced to labor. All their possessions were taken away from them. And those who were not able to work or were thought to be, excess baggage were gassed. And we call that the Holocaust. And it was an enormous crime. And anti-Semitism justified it and facilitated it. And so if you want to know why those views got a bad name, it's because people who took those views seriously said, you know, the Jews are behind all this bad stuff. Let's just get rid of them.
Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning. All right. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.